when a baby wakes up in the middle of the night screaming, "I hate you." Only they just do it with "wah, wah," and that's annoying. I know. I've experienced that many, many times, being sound asleep and having a tiny little baby. "Wah, wah." You don't look at that little baby and say, "wah, well, wah, back right at you." You don't do that. You put a breast in their mouth, mothers, and you console them by giving them your life force and saying, "Here, take this. This will make," and it always works. In fact, I'm 61 years old. And if you put a breast in my mouth for 4 hours, I'm as happy as it's possible for a person to be. It works every time, 61 years later, right? And all of the men in the room are nodding, saying, "Yeah, I know what you're talking about." Because it's our instinct to respond to lower energy with a higher energy to nullify it. But when we use force, which is what we do collectively, is why we still have wars. We use force to respond to force, you lower the energy. And an attractor pattern is nothing more than bringing a higher energy. When I have people come to me and say, "Okay, I love what you're saying. It all makes perfect sense to me, but you don't know who I'm living with. And you don't know how difficult it is. You don't know what my children are like. You don't know what my spouse is like. You don't know about the person that I work with every day, who is my boss, who is just totally inconsiderate and is totally..." And I always remind them that when a great spiritual teacher, they said of Jesus, when he would walk into a village, just his presence in the village and nothing more would raise the consciousness of those around him. When Mother Teresa walked into a room, the energy of the room changed just by being in her presence. When I walked into a room with Mother Mira, this beautiful soul who has an ashram over in Germany from India, and when she walked into the room and she radiates out at a very different spiritual energy, everyone calmed down. There was a sense of peace, a sense of faster energy. Not better energy. It's not about good and bad. It's not about moral and immoral. Because that's why I say, you, in spiritual solution to every problem, you don't have any problems, though you think you do. The problems are all these things that are in the world of problems, the world of the physical. But if you die while you're alive, what you do is you enter into the world of spirit, in which there is no form, and then you start to bring that over here to these lower energies, and you dissolve it. The attractor patterns, you can't give away what you don't have. You can only give away what you do have, but more than that, you are continuing to attract into your life the lower energies of force. Shame is the lowest energy that is measurable on the map of consciousness scale. So if you use shame with yourself, you will always weaken yourself. If you use shame on other people in your parenting and so on to try to get your children to be ashamed in order to teach them something, it will always backfire on you. And I'll talk more about that in the 10th principle. But I'd like to share with you a letter. It's a letter that I received from a woman who gave me permission to use it. And it's really about what I'm speaking about. I asked her if I could use it, shared it in some of my talks, because I think that if, particularly the women listening here, and those of you here in the room today, were ever to encounter the kind of hatred that this woman, Ruth, her name is Ruth Carrico, encountered, it might teach you something. It was, I'm going to share the whole letter. She says, Dear Dr. Dyer, I can't tell you what a privilege it will be to meet and hear you in person, and I've been trying to figure out a way to tell you how your message has affected my life, so here goes. 4 years ago, after going back to Rhode Island for my brother's daughter's wedding over Memorial weekend, I returned to Sacramento as usual. About 6 weeks later, my brother was having problems with his equilibrium and ended up in the hospital. Within a few days, he was diagnosed with terminal cancer in his brain stem. They did try to do some special procedures, which postponed his death for a few months, but he ultimately died a year later. This was not just any brother, it was my closest and dearest family member. He was a year and a week younger than I, and we have been emotionally like twins all of our lives. So needless to say, this was quite devastating to me. I just didn't know how to handle it emotionally and could not return back to Rhode Island to see him again, although he did make a trip out here to see everyone before he died.